plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got this 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras.
Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane.
I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With 9 days until Election Day, each candidate's got an edge in different areas. First, the former president, says ABC political director Rick Klein.
We see Donald Trump with a clear edge to voters who are concerned most about the economy. Similar on immigration and the border. That's his biggest lead on anything in the poll.
Vice President Kamala Harris with a big edge on people that think about abortion rights first and foremost, and the key issue of protecting American democracy. 9 days until the election, former President Trump to rally at New York's Madison Square Garden, and the Harris-Walz team will visit every battleground state in the next 4 days. To the Middle East, Israeli Defense Forces announcing the deaths of 6 more soldiers fighting in southern Lebanon. This after was announced the deaths of 10 soldiers in Lebanon at the end of last week. And a truck crashing into a bus stop in Tel Aviv in what's being described as a suspected terror attack. One person dead, more than a dozen hurt, the suspect killed by armed bystanders. This is ABC News. A shooting on Chicago's North Side Saturday morning. Police and paramedics arrive, and then just as they were wheeling away the victim to a hospital, the alleged shooter comes back. ABC's Mayor Kawash was at the scene.
Officers and paramedics arrived as neighbors in the area immediately rendered aid to the 39-year-old victim while the suspect ran away. Then just 20 minutes later, Chicago police say the 23-year-old suspect returned to the scene and started shooting at officers and paramedics. Officers shot the suspect several times and he was taken to a nearby hospital in critical condition. An ambulance was struck by gunfire during that shootout, but no paramedics or officers were hurt in the shooting.
Now, investigators spent hours on the streets of that area gathering evidence on Saturday. Meanwhile, the 39-year-old victim was shot in the shoulder, has been treated and released from the hospital. The 23-year-old suspect, however, remains hospitalized and is in critical condition. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's. Who you
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2 and 4 year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the Committee to Elect Paul Hamilton.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. South winds up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. Tonight, clouds will increase from the west, lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, partly sunny and breezy, highs near 70. Alexandria, Minnesota, great for winter getaways and holiday fun. ExploreAlex.com.
Right now, it's 51.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sammy Kershaw, She Don't Know She's Beautiful. We've got Derek Sheep and Cody Johnson on the way. Also music from Little Texas. But right now, she's My Kind of Rain. This is Tim McGraw.
She's my kind of rain, like love in a drunken sky. She's confetti falling down all night. She sits quietly there, like water in a jar. Says, baby, why are you trembling like you are? So I wait and I try. I confess like a child. Like Rembrandt's light, she's the history that's made at night. She's my lost companion, she's my dreaming tree. Together in this brief eternity, summer days, winter snow, she's all.
Set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above. I've got you, and that's
my plan is, it always seems to come undone. In a lifetime of taking chances, you're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all. That I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days. Her big smile making buddy's buried. All them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross
lit up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Streaming audio is brought to you by Adam Super Service and Prime Realty of Durin. Just enabled on the WRDN skill on your Alexa by saying, Alexa, play Real Country 1430.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenshinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and work to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Prenshinsky for Assembly.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Your eyes, is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in,
cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a penny. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
way back when, or if I see you again. Baby, if you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
This is Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace can see it now. He can virtually coast it in.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready. Bringing.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
With three races to go in the season, the NASCAR Cup Series races into South Florida today to race on one of the best mile-and-a-half tracks on the schedule. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you. We're joining you from Homestead, Florida and the Homestead Miami Speedway. It is a beautiful day here in South Florida. Temperature 81 degrees, a gentle breeze blowing out of the east. But for eight teams, it's their second race in the round of eight. They're just trying to keep those competitive storm clouds at a distance. The playoff vice tightens even more today as it is playoff crunch time. Jeff Schriegel and Alex Hayden join us now for the broadcast booth. Jeff, it is the middle race in the round of eight. There is a lot on the line for those drivers here this afternoon.
Boy, that is for sure, and good afternoon, Mike. Let's just break it down this way, and I'll bring Alex in for sure here. Today in South Florida, next week at Martinsville, that will determine our championship four. Joey Logano is one of the four. Why? Because he won 1 week ago at Las Vegas. That leaves seven other drivers, Alex. Let's start with the three above the cut line. If they had to point their way in, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, William Byron, what do they need to do to advance?
Well, Christopher Bell's in a really good spot right now at a 42-point advantage before the drop of the green flag today. He can go out and score some serious stage points. He can put himself in a great spot where he could potentially clinch a spot in the championship four when it's all said and done here today. However, in order to do that, he's going to need the drivers he's racing against in the playoff to not have as good a fortune. So Christopher Bell could theoretically leave here with a spot in the championship four, which would be for the third consecutive year. You look at Kyle Larson and William Byron, both of those drivers in good shape. However, with today and next week still left in this round of eight in the playoffs, I would not want to be the driver that's good in points in the fourth spot, because only one driver is guaranteed to get into the championship four on points. You don't want to be that last guy, because you could get knocked out if somebody below you wins.
Like a Denny Hamlin or a Tyler Reddick or a Ryan Blaney or a Chase Elliott. Those are the four drivers below the cut line. What is their path to a championship spot in Phoenix?
Well, Hamlin and Tyler Reddick can still, in theory, as can Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott, in theory, can mathematically still get into the championship form points. Realistically, not going to happen. Bottom line, those four drivers got a race to win today. If they can't do it today, Jeff, they got a race to win next week.
Two more shots. That's all remains. Eight drivers. One is in. Seven still battling, and that battle continues this afternoon, Mike, right here at Homestead.
And on a very slippery
slick racetrack. It's going to be a great day for racing. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll check in with you shortly. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we're going to go one-on-one with one of the playoff drivers that is in the round of eight, William Byron. Spent some time with Steve Post earlier this week. We'll check in with Willie B about the season and what is at stake. We'll also check in with championship-winning and Homestead race-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. He'll give us the skinny from the strategic perspective. We'll go downstairs. We'll check in with some of the drivers. And speaking of Homestead winners, Joey Logano will be along to give us the progressive keys to winning today's Straight Talk Wireless 400 here at Homestead.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Months of preparation, thousands of green flag laps, and enough drama to make your heart skip a beat. All to get here, the NASCAR playoffs.
Turning off the heat.
Each week, Steve Letar, Mamba Smith, and myself, Shannon Spake, break down the road to the championship. The favorites, the underdogs, and those on the outside looking in. Don't be on the outside, be on the inside. It's NASCAR Inside the Playoffs on True TV.
The Homestead Racing Weekend got underway here yesterday. Grant Enfinger won the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Baptist Health 200. He was already in the championship four by his Talladega win. And then the nightcap yesterday here at Homestead. Austin Hill won the NASCAR Xfinity Series Credit One NASCAR Amex Credit Card 300. Austin joins AJ Allmendinger in the championship four in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The final race in the round of eight for the trucks and Xfinity and Cup will be next weekend at Martinsville. And by the way, speaking of Martinsville, Justin Bonsignore claimed the Whelen Modified title last night at the Paperclip and sealed another championship for him and his team. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Dominating performance this afternoon for William Byron. He and Rudy Fugel sending an early season message to the rest of the garage. William Byron through turns three and four for the final time here in Homestead.
Late race domination by William Byron. He comes off four, final time, checkered flag waving here at the start-finish line, and the Dixie Vodka 400 win belongs to William Byron.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded. February 28, 2021, career win number two for William Byron, claiming the checkers that day here at Homestead. This afternoon, he's trying for his 14th Cup Series win. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a visit with the 26-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina. William is one of the eight playoff drivers making a run for the championship. Coming into today's race, he's on the cut line, but he's in by 27 points. Here's Steve Post.
Homestead Miami Speedway, this racetrack, what is there about this racetrack that you drivers like?
Well, I think it's just really dynamic track, and I feel like you can run all over the racetrack wherever your car works well, and that's just fun as a driver. It reminds me a lot of Kansas and how that track's really evolved, and it's honestly like a wider Darlington too, where you can run against the wall. There's some advantage to that, but there's also advantage to running lower and just kind of moving around. So I enjoy it, and I'm excited for this weekend.
Had some success here. You picked up that win back in 2021, finished fourth last season. So you're excited about the racetrack, and seems like the 24 car always comes here in pretty good shape too.
Yeah, it's always, we're always really good at Homestead. It's just trying to be the best car. So yeah, we worked a lot on that in the simulator this week, and feel like we're in a really good spot as a team. So just hopefully go in there with a good baseline setup and be able to really work through the weekend and try to be good.
One of the other characteristics of this racetrack is there's no dog-like. This is like a true oval racetrack. What's the dynamic of that? What does that add to this racetrack?
Well, I think it just makes it really, it makes the track flow really well. Honestly, I'm not sure why we don't have more like that, because it's honestly nice, because like going down the straightaways, it's a good rhythm. You know, it's kind of like a short track on a mile and a half. So it just is nice because you can get in a rhythm, like I said. You know, you kind of know the differences between the two ends of the track, and just feel like it's a really fun track.
Neat stuff, that's for sure. William, when we look at your season, you have three wins, but it's been a little while. But then I look at the last 4 weeks, finishes of second, third, and fourth. Where are you guys at? How are things?
They're really good. I mean, I feel like if we can just keep executing like we are and keep bringing cars to the track like we are, we're going to get wins. So it's just a matter of trying to keep doing what we're doing. And honestly, you know, Kansas was a bit of a bummer we didn't win that race, because I felt like we were really close. And then maybe not as close at Talladega or the Roval, but even this weekend at Vegas, we're in a good chance to win. So just got to keep doing what we're doing, and it'll start to happen.
With this playoff format and Joey Logano jumping from eighth to first on this thing, what's the urgency that you have to win? There is a point path forward, but we don't know where that cut line is. What's the urgency to get a win?
Yeah, it's really just running up front, and I feel like if you run up front, you're going to be in contention, and you're going to be one of those guys to win. So yeah, it's a unique format. You know, what we saw at Vegas was definitely a big surprise, because the 22 was not running that well, and you know, had fuel mileage go their way and made a good decision there and won the race. So but for the most part, if you're running up in the top four or five guys, you're going to give yourself a chance to get to Phoenix and win one of these next two.
You mentioned Las Vegas. Before you went to Las Vegas, you had a little time down in Austin. You went to the F1 paddock and hung out. What was that experience like?
It was great. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. You know, just the experience and the way that they do things, it just has a lot of energy. So I feel like there's things we could learn as a sport to continue to evolve and get to that. And I just thought it was really fun to experience something new.
What about the technology in those race cars?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, honestly, it's cool because a lot of the technology is similar to what we're doing now. So yeah, like the SMT and just the way we live track the car and even some of the way the car handles. So it was cool to see that, and obviously on a much different scale, you know, different style car, but it was cool to see that.
Had you been to an F1 race or anything like that before? Was that your first trip?
First trip. So yeah, it was fun.
Career start 250 in the NASCAR Cup Series for William. He will start in 25th.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a 4-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mmm. I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship 4 comes down to a track that's been here from day one.
Their last short track challenge of the season.
Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, November 1st through the 3rd. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Well, while we have a moment, I want to give a shout-out to one of our broadcasting brothers. Kyle Rickey has been under the weather this week. Kyle, we love you. We're thinking about you. Hope you get well soon, my friend. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight NASCAR broadcaster and studio host Shannon Spake for her contributions in motorsports.
I really feel like I was one of the first ones to be pregnant on pit road and show other women that they could do it as well. So I had an expandable fire suit. I ran around until I was 30 weeks pregnant with twins. And afterwards, a handful of the women, they then went on to be pregnant and have their kids. And I think it just opened up the door to prove to women in this sport that you really can do it all.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Shannon is such a talented broadcaster and a great friend. We salute her contributions and accomplishments in NASCAR and in motorsports. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Let's go back to the broadcast booth and get the crew chief's perspective for today's Straight Talk Wireless 400. Todd Gordon is the championship-winning crew chief and a winner of this race in 2018. Todd, 267 laps await these teams today. We were talking at breakfast earlier about how great this racetrack is. In your opinion, and why?
Oh, it's the epitome of the greatest racetrack to me because it challenges every facet of a race team. When you look at this racetrack, progressive banking, you've got the ability to run around the bottom. If you've got new tires, you've got the ability to run a little more banking and search. Drivers can search around for a lane that works. You'll see guys that'll enter low and slide up. You'll see different lanes at work around here challenging the race car drivers to figure out the best way with the race car they've got. You've got strategies. You've got 80 laps in the first stage, 85 in the second. That's longer than the fuel run. You won't see fuel runs here. You'll see these guys come because the tires and the lap times fall off so much. The crew chiefs have to be on their game. Do I short pit? Do I run longer? Do I try to split this in half? Am I trying to cycle myself to another place? And in that, we're going to have these guys have to come down pit road multiple times and pit crews to execute. It challenges every facet of the race team.
So, with the 8 playoff drivers, they're going to get a lot of attention today. Now, I know that there are drivers and teams that are in different stations on that playoff leaderboard. What are some of the strategy options for those teams?
I think the pieces you're going to see, I talked to a couple crew chiefs today down there, the short pit piece. If you look at this and you think about using the tires to their best advantage, you're going to run stage one's 80 laps, you're going to run two sets of tires. So ideally, you want to run 40 laps on a set of tires and 40 laps on the second set. But the opportunity comes up that you may end up wanting to short pit. If you're sitting there and you're a second behind two or three cars, you can come earlier than they do. If you can pit a lap before somebody else, that means you get a lap on your new tires that's 2 to 3 seconds faster than their laps before they get to pit road, you can cycle out in front of people and hold track position.
What about the importance of having a short run car? I know that's something you and Joey took advantage of back 6 years ago.
I felt like this is a championship race was a big deal because you've got so much coming on the line. So many people had so much to finish their season with. You saw a caution in the last 25 to 30 laps. I don't know that we'll see that today. I think you've got to have the balance of running the long run because the final stage is 102 laps. That means you're not running 40 and 40. You're going to run 50 and 50.
Appreciate the perspective, my friend. That's Todd Gordon, championship-winning crew chief, Homestead race-winning crew chief. And as we said, he's giving us the glimpse from the crew chiefing chair. When we come back, we're headed trackside to talk to some of the drivers before they get strapped into their race cars for today's 400-miler.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Today's race, 267 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks coming at laps 80 and 165. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Back at Homestead Miami Speedway, we are counting you down to the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Let's go trackside, check in with some of the drivers. We'll start with the driver that rolls off from the third position today, Christopher Bell. We'll start there. He was second last weekend. He was very frustrated with that. Question is, will he be able to take that frustration of a week ago and turn it into winning positive vibes? He is with our Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
Well, Christopher Bell getting ready to roll off course defending race winner here at Homestead at Miami Speedway. He's got a pretty good cushion when it comes to the points, too, off of that second place finish that he had last week at Las Vegas. And Christopher talking things over with some of his teammates here. All right, last week was last week. I know you had a positive outlook coming into this weekend. A little shortened on the practice because of a tiring issue, but a great qualifying run. Now, does that qualifying run transition to a great race car?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it just shows that we have potential in our car. Practice was actually very beneficial for us. We only got, 10 minutes of it, but it was a very productive 10 minutes because we missed on the balance pretty bad. So with that being said, our single lap pace was still strong. We knew that we qualify well. And if they get the balance better, I think we're going to be running with the best of them.
We saw a lot of tire buildup yesterday between the trucks and the Xfinity Series on this racetrack, which really opened up the racing groove. A lot of drivers had success down low or up top. How do you decide where the comfortable part is for you on here on this racetrack to make the tire survive?
Well, the tire is not going to survive whether you run low or high. And really, it's just dependent on where the other guys go in front of you. So, I'm starting third, which is pretty far up front, but clean air is everything. So wherever the front guys go, I'm going to go the opposite. And then hopefully we make our way to the front. And then when that's the case, whenever you do get up front, you can kind of pick and choose where your car works the best at. So, clean air is king. That's where you're going to go.
All right, Christopher Bell rolling off third. Mikey's great in points, but you know what? We'll take care of that. Get a win here at Homestead. He's looking to do that again today.
Absolutely. Seabell's second on the playoff grid. He is 42 points above the cut line. Now, let's talk to a driver that's got some work to do as far as that playoff leaderboard is concerned. Tyler Reddick won the pole yesterday. He will lead the field to the green flag. He is below the cut line by 30 points. He is a two-time winner here in the Xfinity Series, and he's got three top fives in the Cup Series. Let's get his thoughts. Tyler Reddick is with Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Mike, that lap was 167.452 miles per hour. So, Tyler, we've established you have a fast race car for a qualifying lap. What was your sense? What was your feel of the car as you got a longer run in practice yesterday?
Yeah, I honestly thought car's really good and a number of the things that matter when it comes to running a race here. So, yeah, I was actually really happy with it over the course of the run in practice. Really could do just about what I wanted with it. So that'll be important in this race today. The top's obviously going to be good after we get the tires wore out, but you have to be able to move around and find speed until that point too. So, yeah, I look forward to the race, and I think we're in good shape.
You mentioned a number of things. Is that what it is? It's that ability to move around. Are there other things that are important that your car needs to do to go for the win here today?
Yeah, I think versatility is always important at mile and a half, especially here at Homestead. That just going to be more crucial with the tire fall-off that we have here. So, yeah, we got pit stall one. That should be good for us as well. But, yeah, a lot of things are looking good. We just got to execute today, and that's something that our team is very capable of doing.
A lot of things are looking good, that's for sure, including that qualifying run. Tyler Reddick will lead us to green here today.
Chase Elliott will make his 320th Cup Series start here today at the Homestead Miami Speedway. He is eighth of the eighth playoff leaderboard drivers. He is 53 points below the cut line, pretty much in a must-win situation. But the good news is he always runs Homestead very well. Let's go back to Jason Toy.
Let's find out from Chase. He's talking things over with fellow playoff contender and defending champ Ryan Blaney. All right. Let's talk about it here. You and I have talked sports a lot. You love the cliches, walk-off homers, and everything else. You got to do that here today. And luckily, you're at a great track to do that. What's it take to get it done here?
I was trying to channel our inner Freddie Freeman. You know, one of these next 2 weeks would be awesome. So that was an amazing game the other night. You know, and certainly inspiring when you're in that type of position to, you know, continue to push. And I think for us, you know, we had a really good week going last week. Really, I was really proud of our speed and our execution up until, you know, it wasn't. But, up until that point, I thought we had a nice weekend going and just got to keep building on that type of run and that type of pace. So, we weren't super great yesterday, but I was really pleased with just how clear the direction was that I needed to go. The most frustrating thing as a race car driver is just not knowing where you need to be. And we felt good about where we needed to get to, and obviously hope we guessed right on just how far to go today. We'll see.
All right, there you go. Chase Elliott, top 10 starting spot. He'll roll off seventh here at Homestead Miami Speedway.
And, of course, he references Freddie Freeman, who is a former Atlanta Brave, current Los Angeles Dodger, a clutch performer in games 1 and 2 of the World Series. Chase hoping to do the same today. Back trackside to Steve Post with a driver that will start on the outside of the front row, a driver that has 6 wins so far in 2024.
6 wins in 2024. He was the winner here as well in 2022. The driver we're referencing is Kyle Larson. So, Kyle, you've won here before. How do you feel about your car as you get ready to go for 400 miles here today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty good. I think it wasn't as, like, great as I was hoping for in practice, but I think we've made good adjustments on it. And it's quite a bit windier today, too, so I'm sure that'll factor in a little bit. But, I think, you know, Homestead's a great track for us, and hopefully we can just have a solid race from start to finish.
Let's talk about a solid race. 35 points to the good. How much are you monitoring that? How much do you follow along with that to stay in that solid race category and to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, sure, right now it looks like a big point gap, but, you know, if any of those bottom four guys wins, then it's not. It's tight again. So, hopefully none of them win, and we could win. That'd be great, obviously. But
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a good track for us. We just got to maximize our day.
I am sure that they will do that, maximizing the day. That is Kyle Larson. He starts in the second spot. Jason Toy.
Denny Hamlin getting ready to jump behind the wheel of the Mavis Toyota Camry, and of course, three-time winner here at the Homestead Miami Speedway as he takes in the crowd here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. I know you love South Florida down here. We always have a good time. It's been a great racetrack for you. You need that good track here today. What's it going to take?
Yeah, just hopefully we got the car that we had yesterday. I felt like it was pretty good in race trim, and obviously we're starting up towards the front, so we got to keep that. That's going to be the key for us today, is keeping our track position up front. If we can do that, I think we're going to have a great shot at it.
One of the great things about you in short track racing in the years growing up, you manage tires very, very well. This is a bigger track that you have to manage those tires. How hard is it here?
It's very hard. I mean, because, you know, speed can be made by pushing it a little bit harder, but you will pay a penalty for that eventually. And so, staying under that tire, keeping it from spinning, keeping it from sliding will ultimately keep the tire lasting longer for you. But sometimes you got to make a move and you got to pass the person in front of you, and that takes its wear and tear on it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Denny Hamlin rolling off fourth.
Denny and his team have had problems in the playoffs so far. Good news is he's got three Homestead Miami Speedway wins, the last coming 4 years ago. Denny, first driver out and below the cut line by 27 points.